libraries, social networks, websites, and search engine companies are required to turn over information to national security officials. They're also barred from telling their customers or patrons that they've turned over personal information to the feds.
In the first half of this year, Google got almost 11,000 requests from the United States government asking for user information. That's one of the many interesting facts released by Google in their latest transparency report.
So what does the government want to know about Google users? Google is not at liberty to say.
Nick Cardozo is a staff attorney at the Electronic Frontier Foundation. They work for digital rights and internet freedom. I spoke with him this morning and asked what's in that report that was just released yesterday.
So the latest transparency report that Google released this week shows a marked increase in the number of law enforcement requests that it's received over the last 6 months.
How do we interpret that? What does that mean?
Well, I'm not exactly sure, and Google, I don't think Google is sure either, why the number of law enforcement requests is so much higher than it has been in the past. We've seen an increasing trend since 2010 or since 2009 of law enforcement requests ticking up gradually every year. But in the last 6 months, there's been a significant spike. So what the companies can tell us essentially amounts to what they're getting from law enforcement or what they're being asked by law enforcement. The companies can tell us when they receive warrants for regular criminal investigations. The companies can tell us when they receive civil subpoenas. And the companies cannot tell us very much at all about the national security requests that they get.
What do we know about the kinds of things that the government is asking from Google?
Well, Google knows a whole lot about us. Google knows our locations. Google knows who we're talking to and how often. And, of course, Google knows the content of our communications. And so the government comes to Google with various different kinds of legal process for those different kinds of information that Google has about us.
Now, part of what Google does is take that raw data and use that metadata to form conclusions about us for targeting us for ads and other things. Do we know when the government gets information from Google, whether it's just that raw data, or is it also the analysis of the data which Google applies to it?
From what we've seen, it seems like the government is getting the raw data and not Google's analysis of it. That could change in the future, and it may have already changed. But from everything I've seen so far, Google is only turning over the raw data and is keeping its analysis of our behavior close to its chest.
Nate, what don't we know about what the government is gathering, and what concerns you about that?
As I said earlier, we know what law enforcement is getting. We don't know what the intelligence community is getting from Google. Google wants to be able to tell us, and the Department of Justice and the U.S. government are preventing Google from speaking truthfully and accurately about even the number of requests that they get from the intelligence community. That's a problem under the First Amendment, and Google is suing for the right to be able to speak truthfully and accurately about the number of intelligence agency requests that they get.
Nate Cardozo is with me. He's a staff attorney at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and we're talking about some of the information Google has let us know about things that the government has been looking for, not including security agency requests. Now, has any of this information that has been requested of companies like Google ever ended up as evidence in a court of law in a prosecution?
Oh, all the time. It's a near daily occurrence that the police will get a warrant to look at a suspect's email and will introduce that into a criminal prosecution, or will get a warrant to activate tracking on a cell phone and introduce that into a criminal prosecution. It's extraordinarily common. And it's not particularly concerning so long as law enforcement is getting the proper warrant signed by a judge to get the information. That's the way it should work.
But what about the information gathered by the national security agencies that Google will not divulge? Has any of that turned up in a court of law in, say, a prosecution of a suspected terrorist?
The answer is probably, and we wouldn't know even if it did. The National Security Agency has this process whereby they launder the intelligence that they collect. And what I mean by that is that they will get information using the secret national security requests, turn it over to local law enforcement, and then using a process which they've euphemistically termed parallel construction, they will then go, then law enforcement will look at what the NSA gave them, get a warrant for the same information, and use it in a criminal prosecution. So the defendant will only know about the warrant and will believe that the information has been collected properly, when in fact they've used this so-called parallel construction to launder the information that was gained with the national security request. We know that the DEA and the IRS are both using this technique.
Interesting. So these agencies, their role in getting this information from companies like Google is shielded.
That's right. And that's a significant problem. That's not the way the courts are supposed to work, and that's not the way the Fourth Amendment works. We are going to be fighting that tactic in some upcoming court cases.
Now, I understand Google is trying to get more information to the public about the searches that are done of them, and they're suing for that right. What companies are they partnering with, and what chances does that have in court?
So the companies are Google, Facebook, Yahoo, Apple, LinkedIn, and Dropbox. Some of those are plaintiffs, and some are just amicus in the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, the secret court in Washington. And they're, as you said, suing for the right to be able to tell the public the total number of requests that they get. I'm a free speech and privacy advocate here at the EFF, so I think their chances are pretty good. I think if the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court looks at this lawsuit with any sort of objectivity, they'll see that the First Amendment requires that the government allow the providers to speak about the number of requests that they get.
But even if the providers tell us how many requests they got, that's not going to tell us whether they were asking for my information or your information, Nate.
That's right. And that's why it's not a national security risk. No one will be tipped off if the providers are allowed to talk about it. But what will happen is that we as an American people will be able to have the conversation about, is the NSA going too far? Is the number just too high? We need to know that number before we can have the conversation.
And you can read that report that you were just hearing about. It's a transparency report, just Google transparency report, Google. They're the ones who put it out. That was Nate Cardozo, staff attorney at the Electronic Frontier Foundation. They're an advocate of freedom of information. We'll bring you more on the case that Google has brought against the U.S. government as it develops.